Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale and Josh Proffitt. Morning, Josh.
Morning.
Hey, we got some exciting stuff to talk about this morning, don't we? But hey, this is a call-in show, 316-462-3673. That's the number on the screen there, and all you have to do is dial that number. That'll come to our main switchboard. Tell the girls that's answering the phone you want to jump into the radio show, answer your questions, anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything in the automobile world. Or, as you can see, we're now a Traxxas dealer. And Josh, we got stuff in Thursday and Friday, and we're already sold out of a whole bunch of stuff. So we remade some more orders and stuff like that. But if you want to talk about Traxxas or questions about that, Nick Mullen will be here in a little bit. He's taking some orders over in the race shop right now. He couldn't get on live right now with the business we've got going on over there. So he'll be here shortly to take some answer some more stuff about Traxxas because, you know, Josh, me and Jake used to be hot and all over this stuff, but since we got into big cars, we haven't been in it too much or whatever either, but these things are pretty cool. So
I got drilled the other night. I went home, or I think it's last night, whatever. We made a Facebook post, and then I got questioned about it. Hey.
I bet you did. So tell me, did you get two bought two?
So they've actually got one.
But not like these. Come on, step up.
A couple years ago. Oh,
2 years ago.
So, coincidentally enough, they need some parts. So.
Well, yeah, I get that too. So, anyway, Josh, for each and every caller, you get a great price package. We're going to have some interesting stuff coming up here with Traxxas here in just a little bit. But anyway, Josh, for each and every caller, what's in that price package?
Yeah, so call in. We're going to mail it out to you, but it's going to consist of the works, which is oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While performing that, we're also going to complete a multi-point inspection on your vehicle, checking over the brakes, tires, steering, suspension, all the safety-related components, make sure that it's ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. You'll also receive $10 to Mel's Diner, so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner. And then BG Products Package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA, or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then CF5 for your fuel system, as well as complete nitrogen. So you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. So.
All right, Josh, we got something going on with your mic, buddy.
Okay.
So we'll get that figured out here in just a minute. Tim Daniels telling us about that. And I got a text about it too. So let's see if we can figure out what's going on with your mic real quick, buddy. Anyway, Tim Daniels, we'll get that fixed up. And yeah, Nick Roberts, we hear it's hard to hear Josh. So everybody, let's do a little test for Josh. All right. So can someone let us know if Josh sounds all right now through the mics and stuff? I can hear him okay too. Anyway, good morning, Goose Lizzie. Hey, Goose, call in. Let's talk about what's happening out at Kansas International Dragway. Anything you got going on new there? Love to hear from you. So call in the show and let's get some updates. Kind of tell us what's happening, where you're at with that. I would love to talk to you too. Morning, Tim Daniel. Morning, Nick Roberts. Morning, James Furman. And Nick Roberts says it's still quiet, Josh. So see what you can figure out there real quick too. So. Anyway, so we're a full-on Traxxas dealer, and I will tell you that the initial order of stuff we did is gone. We've already made, I think, three more additional orders of stuff, too. So come in and check out the Traxxas stuff. Let us know what you need, what you got. We're just getting started with that. Traxxas got a hold of us looking for another dealer, and we decided it would just fit perfectly with everything we're doing at Mel Hamilton Racing and everything else, too. Of course, and you know, I watched yesterday, Josh, as these things were leaving out of here, from young kids to middle-aged to older gentlemen, all kinds of different people buying them different things. And on the screen, you can see the Bronco sitting there, the Barry back. I don't know what that thing's called back there, but that's one of their big electric trucks. Then up on the screen on the back there, we've got everything going at what Traxxas has to offer, kind of rotating through there and stuff, too.
Hopefully that takes care of the mic deal.
Yeah, can anybody tell us if that's taking care of Josh's mic? Love to know if that's taking care of the issue there here. Real quick, make sure.
These things are a lot of fun. I've seen the advertisements on the box, and I know the ones we've got as far as how fast they go, but I seen one the other day. I think it was like 110 is what it's advertised.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that is just crazy.
It is quick. And how quick they're going to be in that part. Josh, you're saying not yet on your mic.
Not yet.
Maybe you need to change headsets or something, maybe. You did change headsets, so it's something on the. We'll get something figured out there, too. So, anyway, let's get some phone calls ringing. Let's get some going. Hey, Goose, love to talk to you again, hear what's going on there. Anybody want to talk about Traxxas or anything going on in the new world? On that, we've got all kinds of stuff happening there, too. Yeah, they think that you're picking up off of me is what's happening, Josh. So anyway, Josh is working on the mic here real quick. We'll get that fixed here momentarily. But let's roll into what we're going to do. I've got this Traxxas truck right here. Let's get that up on the screen. We're going to give this one away today. And we're going to give it away by a trivia question we're going to have. Okay. So as Josh is here working on the mic, and so stay tuned. We're going to have a trivia question come up so you can get this question right. It's going to be the first caller can call in, and the answer right is going to win this Traxxas truck. So wish I knew what it was called or whatever. I guess I should have brought the box in here with me. It's just Traxxas. But I want the fastest name. I don't know what this brand, what model it is or whatever, but maybe we can figure that out here in a minute.
I bet Nick will go. If somebody can let us know how that mic is. I think now we've got it squared away. I think it was just going through the mic in the laptop over there. So I think we're...
Can someone give us a thumbs up or something on Josh's mic? It'd be great. Josh, we can do a little more talking so everybody can kind of hear.
Yeah, this... So I don't know.
Josh is called the Slash 116th. Alan Covert says the mic is fixed.
Perfect. Yeah. We had it going through the laptop over there, so...
All right. So anyway, Vincent Rose, all the way from Hayesville, Texas. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Okay, Josh and Mike, you're good to go. Everybody's saying good to go.
Perfect.
Awesome. Okay, little fixing up on the old deal.
Thanks for
the feedback.
I probably
jacked that up last week is where we were at, didn't I?
I'm not going to say that. No.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, so anyway, Slash 116th. We're going to give it away on a trivia question, so stay tuned. I've got the trivia question ready to go. And I'm probably going to have to get out Google to find the answer, but that's okay. So we're going to give away this Slash 116th. It's going to be a trivia question coming up. Not sure when I'm going to give it away. And just tell us, answer that trivia question, and you're going to win this Slash 116th truck. And I believe it's four-wheel drive. Okay, four-wheel drive. Yeah. Pretty cool little truck. All-wheel suspension, everything. So Slash 116th for a good trivia question. So anyway, let's get some more. Bob Huffman, good morning. Rachel Cotton, good morning, and beautiful. So we're waiting for some calls. Goose Lizzie, I hope you'll call in and give us an update on Kansas International Dragway, what's happening there. And Josh is going to be over in the parts store as soon as we get done buying a couple of Traxxas for his two boys. He says he needs parts. No, I think he needs new equipment.
Okay, so
updated equipment, Josh. 2 years it's got to be updated.
It is 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago for Christmas, and I had them all charged up and ready to go, so we unwrapped them, and it wasn't 5 seconds. Well, it's longer. It's 5 minutes. 5 minutes of the youngest one turned it on and run it right into the shop and broke one of the tie rod ends out of the deal.
Yeah.
But luckily, I'd kind of predicted that. And when I went and bought the car and everything, I told the guy, I said, "Hey, what fails? Because I'm going to need those." I said, "What breaks so I can go ahead and get a stock on that stuff?" And so went from zero to hero pretty quick on that deal once it was broke and we got it fixed up. So
yeah. Anyway, good morning, Dwight and Tammy. Bruce Richardson, buddy, I am all over this. Bruce Richardson from Bar to Bar. We could have a jump contest at the MX track at Bar to Bar. Bruce, all over it. Bruce, we need to get together and get things situated for that, make that a good event or put it in one of your other events or whatever. Bruce, if you'd like to call in too, give us an update at Bar to Bar, what's happening there. Love to hear from you.
We got Goose on the line right now. So,
Goose is coming in great.
Yep, you got him live. So, Goose, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you, Goose?
Well, I'm getting better. Darn COVID crud is just caught up with Kevin and I, but hey, I wanted to tell you how excited we are that you guys are a Traxxas dealer. Matter of fact, we jumped on yesterday and grabbed one so that we could get some Mel Hamilton Traxxas drags going on during intermission out there at the track.
That's going to be fun too. So we'll have to get that going. And I hear there's a lot of drag racing going on with these tracks. Back when Jake and I, my son and I raced these things, we were off-road racing is what we're doing, and oval racing is what we did with those. So the drag race is new to me. And I hear there's some pretty stiff competition on the drag strip. How long, what do they do, 100 feet or 200 feet? I wonder how far they go.
Well, we bought a couple of them for our grandkids for Christmas, and they were going across 5 acres like nothing. So I'm sure they go quite a ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I get so too. So anyway, yeah, that'll be fun to have that out there to have a little drag competition with the RC cars. But, okay, Nick Roberts says 132 feet is how far they drag race them. So that's pretty cool. We'll have to get some timing lights out there ready to go, right, Goose?
You bet. I'm going to bring mine, so anybody want to call me out? I know one guy up there has got one that's really souped up, so we're going to have to get some aftermarket parts going, Nick.
That's what I hear, too. Nick and his son have put together a pretty mean little drag truck, I hear. So I heard the same thing. Haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen it go either, so it'll be interesting to see how that works and everything else, too. So, but anyway.
I doubt if those Hamilton Hoosiers are going to fit, but we'll do what we can.
We'll try, right?
We've already talked to Hoosier about getting a tire for him. So.
Exactly. So, so what's new at Kansas International Dragway? How things progressing? How things going?
Sure. As you know, it's winter time, so we've had a lot of time to reach out and get some bids. We're actively trying to get some bids on the footings for the concrete barriers. We've found barriers that are affordable. We're going to be we anticipate doing 30 foot at a time, so we never have any shutdown on the track. Our main goal, through all sponsor dollars and through our own dollars, is to get that track lifted up and get the wood on the bleachers refurbished so that we've got a nice state-of-the-art system maybe after a year or two. And then we're not going to do anything but lift that place up.
Well, we're all excited for what you're going to bring to the table, Goose. Excited to be part of that out there at Kansas International Drag. We'll help you bring it up to the level that it needs to be. And excited for the walls. I've heard a lot of guys talking about the walls and that thing and sort of stuff. So I think putting that walls up there is going to be able to bring the next level of racing out there, I think, don't you?
Absolutely. And I've got a commitment from some of my buddies that have some rear engine rails that do big fast times, that said once it's up, they'll come.
Beautiful. Exciting. So,
and then at the end, I've talked to them about doing a pit down at the end of the track and a net for the shut off, just in case someone can't shut off. So that's in the woodwork too.
Awesome. Safety. Love to hear that too. So that'll help bring some more racers to the track and all that kind of stuff too. Any words or update on the schedule yet? Anything there yet, Goose?
You know, we've got a few folks that have come in, and Kevin's putting a list together. I know we're a little behind time, but I'm sure it'll pop up here shortly. We plan on a full schedule, but I don't anticipate less. I anticipate an extreme amount of more open dates.
Cool.
So there's going to be a lot of opportunity this year versus any other year.
That sounds great. I know everybody's excited for you. Everybody's excited to see the schedule. I'm excited to see the improvements and everything else going on out there. A lot of buzz here in Wichita for you. Just excited for what we can be part of that and help you, Goose, get you where you need to be and help you on that part. And I know we're going to get together this week, but that COVID stuff kind of got you guys. So just let us know when it's convenient for you and Kevin and I and Lisa and everybody to get together. We can get our package put together. I know we've been working with the police department, and we're pretty close to having that deal with the race for the police. So that was such a huge success event last year. Hope we can, learn from what we did there and make it even bigger and better the next year and bring some more than just Wichita Police Department. Let's bring the local cities in and stuff like that too around us and have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. When we was up there in that meeting with y'all, we were really encouraged by your enthusiasm and your extreme efforts to try to keep this track going. I don't know how many people in Wichita really realize how much you guys are behind us in getting this track going, and we really appreciate y'all.
No, we do too. It's a great partnership, Goose, and we want to, this town needs a drag strip. We really want to help you guys and want to make it a big deal and put some events together out with you and everything else too. And again, we're right next door there to Bruce out there at Bar to Bar, to working with him too and different things. Who knows? Maybe we have some joint ventures out there together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll have a weekend drags, not daily.
There you go. All right, Goose. Well, excited for you. Let us know when you guys are back ready to get together so we can finalize everything for next year with our packages and stuff. And I know Nick Roberts is hard working on the dates of the dates we want to put our stuff together and everything else too.
Right, right on. Okay, so anyway, I appreciate y'all. I want to do a big shout out to Nick. Nick's been very, very informative and helpful for a lot of things that we have been working on, and we appreciate him and as you as well, Phil, for reaching out to us and keeping us in the loop.
No, you're very welcome. We're excited for the partnership and everything else what we can do to help you guys. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting, and I can't wait for year two, year three, year four, how much more fun we're going to have.
Right on, right on. All right, guys, you have a blessed day.
Hey, you too. Thanks for the call, Goose.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyway, that's Goose with Kansas International Dragway. Excited for that partnership with us and those guys and what we're going to do with drag racing here in Wichita. And again, back to the RC racing too in that part. So anyway, Jason Cox, good morning. Keith King, good morning. And Robert Kenny hanging in there too. Yeah, you love that Bronco. I guess you do too. So anyway, and James Furman says, now that you had something big news last weekend other than Traxxas, what else are we looking forward to? Well, the announcement we're talking about last week is not Traxxas. That's another thing that's just come into the play.
it just slid in the cracks.
It slid in right in on top of there. So James Furman, there's still another huge announcement coming of things going for 2022, and can't wait to be able to do that. We're just got to get everything lined in the T's crossed and the I's dotted here before we announce that. But I wish I could tell it right now, Josh. Yeah. I've been itching for a couple of weeks to get that excited thing going there too. So anyway, 316-462-3673. Hey, Bruce Richardson, love to hear from you too. If you could talk to us about what's happening at Bar to Bar, your schedule and everything else too. Love to talk to you. And Bruce, you got a great idea. We need to have a jump contest with these Traxxas cars out there coming off one of your hills and everything else too. That'd be a blast, and see who could hide the, I don't know what you got to do there, the highest or the longest, but of course I don't know how you'd rate the highest on that part of the deal. You have to have some kind of a flagship way to see who gets the highest. I don't know how you'd rate that.
So you have somebody stand out there, and if they clear them, they win.
Oh, is that what it is?
If they hit them, they don't.
They get to buy parts. Anyway, like Nick Ballman is joining us. Nick, thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit, and it looks like we got Bruce coming down on the phone. We're going to hear from Bruce here from Bar to Bar, all the exciting things that's happening out there. But Nick, you know more about these Traxxas stuff probably than Josh and I do. Other than Josh and I know how to drive them, yeah, how to tear them up.
No, I've replaced a couple parts on them, but that's about it.
Yeah. So anyway, let's tell everybody again, we're going to give away this slash 1/16th on this show today. It's going to be a trivia question. I know what it is already. I know the answer to the trivia question. So be ready for that trivia question and see who can get on first and be the first one to win this Traxxas slash 1/16th. So anyway, Nick, tell us more. I mean, we have sold, I can't believe how much we've already sold out of here in 1.5 days, basically, of having the stuff here on the shelves. And I think we've already made 3 more different orders and stuff too. So from that part, but we've got Bruce coming in yet.
So I've got him. They're patching him through right now. So he should be with us here any second. Okay. Yep. There he is now. So Bruce, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how are you, sir?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing fine, doing great. Yeah, we're excited about Bar to Bar MX, and I heard you guys talking about to Goose, and we're excited about that, being neighbors with them and what they're going to bring to the table over the next couple of years.
It is, Bruce, and you know, your idea of having a jump contest, boy, can't wait to do that. I'm going to have a Traxxas for that.
You know, we moved the new finish line jump right up in front of the spectator area. And when you guys were talking about that Traxxas, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, how fun would that be? It would be a blast to have a jump contest right there in front of everybody. And winner take all, see how far we can jump them.
Oh, I'm all in. I'm going to have me one ready to go.
Yeah, these are going to be a big hit when we come out there for the moto events.
Hey, so let's talk.
Oh my gosh.
Could they run, could those RC cars, could they run your whole course or not, Bruce?
You know, for the most part, yeah, absolutely. In fact, we get moto kids and during downtime and things like that, that I don't want to say every one of them, but the majority of them have some type of RC car. And we have a little Stasic pit bike track that these RC cars just go out and just absolutely have a blast. So I, and again, to hear that the parts are going to be available, because that's the biggest challenge I hear these kids is, yeah, it was fun till it broke.
So. And then you can't fix it. Yeah. And right. I remember when Jake and I were racing these things too, we'd roll into the races with two toolboxes, actually not toolboxes, but big things of parts, just
tackle
so we
boxes
had
or almost,
everything yeah. we had yeah. to be available to race them. In case you break, you had something to fix it and stuff too. And then the tires and the wheels and the everything that goes with them, the batteries and chargers. And so, yeah, we're going to be a full on dealer and have everything available. Now, granted, we're growing into this, and I know that we ordered in the batteries, and all the batteries we ordered in are gone. So,
yeah. Didn't order enough batteries, but that's okay.
We'll get everything we'll in. Get
I tell you, I'm personally excited. I'm going to build me one heck of a car. So
we're excited about it too.
Yeah, exactly. So what, Bruce, what's good. New for Bar to Bar this year? What's happening? We're excited for everything we're going to do with you again this year and help you and support that track out there. But anything new and exciting, or what's the latest update and that sort of thing too?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking. We just released our schedule here a couple of weeks ago for 2022. We're super, super excited about what 2022 is going to bring, not just to Bar to Bar MX, but to Wichita and to Kansas and to the Midwest. Of course, we're stoked to be back on the Kansas Motocross Championship Series schedule this year. We're actually hosting three events with them, and that first one starts the first week of April. So we're going to get geared up and ready for that the first week of April. And then again, we're excited to be part of the Monster Energy AMA Loretta Lynn Area Qualifier Program. And that national event will come to Wichita the second week of April. So we got two big back-to-back events there. And that's a three-day event. That's a qualifying race for these amateur motocross riders from all over the country and all over the Midwest to come in for a chance to get to go participate in the national championship at Loretta Lynn's Ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee.
Well, that's pretty cool. And how many years have you actually held that qualifier? Because you held it last year too, didn't you, Bruce?
Yeah, actually, this is our we're so fortunate. This is our ninth year. To
wow,
be involved
I did not
that
know
program.
That. Very cool.
And yeah, no, it's a great event. It brings on average 1,100 to 1,500 amateur athletes in the motocross world to Kansas for almost a week-long event. And it's just an amazing opportunity to see some of the top amateur athletes in the country come compete for the next level.
Yeah, I bet that's going to be cool. And that's, again, April. What again, Bruce?
That's April 15th through the 17th are the race days for that event. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Very awesome. Excited for you. Excited for what you're doing out there, Bruce. You know, Bruce, this is going to be our second year to be involved with you and help you and everything else like that. And I tell you, it's just amazing what you've done out there. And I think there's a lot of people don't realize what Bar to Bar is and what's going on out there. But Bruce, you've done a great job, and can't commend you enough for everything you've done out there and for the, well, you know, for the motocross world and everything else too. You've got to have that event 9 years in a row has got to say something for you and your organization, everything you do out there.
Well, I got to be honest. We appreciate your guys' involvement, and it definitely elevates the surrounding and the environment when you guys are there with your Hoosier tires and your Renegade fuel and your VP fuel and your beautiful trackside support. And these riders are talking about it. And in fact, we have our Kansas Motocross Championship banquet tonight, and we're going to be giving away some Mel Hamilton Ford VP race jugs tonight to all the class champions. And the vet race that we brought to Kansas last year, that Veteran Foundation AMA State Championship race, is happening again in September. And those guys were super thankful. Those guys traveled from all over the country to come, and you guys were there to support them and help them with their tire needs and some additional parts and fuel and things like that. And they were just so thankful that they didn't have to worry about that when they were traveling in to race. So
yeah, that's great. We're glad to help out and everything else too, Bruce. We got to get together and get the year planned and be ready to go, how we can help you and support you and everything with Big Corner Creative too, with the advertising side of that, to help draw your crowds and everything that you need and stuff. So the sooner the better we get together to make sure we got everything in our T's crossed, our I's dotted with you, and help you, and just excited for what we can do to help Bar to Bar grow and help what we can to make your riders have a better experience out there.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys very much. We're excited to work with Goose. I'm excited to have a motocross race and a drag race and a concert and a Traxxas race. And holy cow, what a great weekend that would be in that little section of land out there, wouldn't it?
I think so, too. I think it's going to be a blast. It's going to be fun, that's for sure. And I can promise you I'm going to be in that jump contest with something. What it's going to be yet, I don't know, but I'm going to find out what it is. It's going to fly like a mother. Might tear something up or two, a couple of them too. Who cares? But just for the fun, you know?
Perfect.
So, all right, Bruce.
Well, hey, thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. Really appreciate the partnership. Thanks for everything. And let's get together. Let's get all this stuff planned. And man, let's get this Traxxas jump thing going too. I think that'd be a blast.
Love it. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Bruce. All right, 316-462-3673. Hey, anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries? But, you know, Josh, it doesn't seem like we're answering any questions about fixing cars here lately. Well, we got too many exciting things. Nick, when you get done, just take Josh. He's got to get two cars bought for you.
Okay. All right, we'll get him sold.
Yeah,
we'll get him
sold. So no problem there. Just want to make sure that's ready to go, everything else, because Josh has got to get a couple cars fixed up and ready to go.
Well, I got this one. Last night. I know that's sold, but I got one just like it for boy.
Oh, did you?
Oh, did you?
Okay, what happened there? Is it still in one piece?
It is still in one piece.
Okay, it might be one piece. Does it still run, turn?
Yes. Okay. Yes, so. It does so far. After tomorrow, it may be a different story because we're going to get a little bit more serious about it tomorrow.
Gotcha.
But I tell you what, this 1/16 scale one right here is no joke.
Yeah.
It has got some power and it moves. And for a four-year-old, he had a lot of fun with it. Maybe a little bit overwhelmed, but he had a lot of fun with it. So we'll get him out there tomorrow in a little bit bigger space. It gets across the backyard a little bit too quick, I think.
Need more area.
Yeah. So,
well, anyway, Dorian, one of our salespersons, he took his home last night. And I think he bought something like what's behind us here. It's your
Was like twice as big as that.
Yeah, he got a T-Max. And
so what is that real quick? Tell everybody what a T-Max is.
So that's like a 1/8 scale truck. It's more of kind of a professional series truck. It's got
so this is a 16th.
This is a 10th scale.
Okay.
And then an 1/8 scale is just a little bit bigger than this.
Okay.
And then the 1/8 scale truck is kind of more of a professional series truck. It's got some more billet parts on it.
Okay, Josh, there we go.
Yeah,
That's what Josh needs.
Two of those. He got two. See, he gives me a lot of crap about Jake and I, but every time he does, you got two of those. I only have one.
But it really doesn't matter what your budget is. You know, we got the entry level 1/10 scale stuff that starts around $200. Got to buy the battery and the charger kit. Those start around $100. The one I personally got for myself was this 1/10 scale slash VXL with the TSM, and what the TSM is the Traxxas stability management.
Yeah, so you probably need that, don't you?
I do need it. But so basically it's got a computer in it that senses your inputs and senses what direction the truck is going. So basically, you know, you can sit it down and you can start it from a dead stop. And you can pull the trigger full throttle, and it'll sense what direction that truck is going, and it'll shoot it down a straight line. It won't allow it to spin the tires and spin out or roll over or anything.
Yeah, Josh,
like that.
You probably better check that option out too. Well, Doran needs that because he said last night his son went out with his, hit the throttle and flip. So,
yeah.
So it looks to me like
Actually stabilize itself through the turn. So I would turn and gas it up and get the rear end of
that's
it
almost
kicked out,
cheap.
And it would just. It's like traction control for your remote control car. But it's pretty neat. And it has the brushless motor in it and stuff. So you can change the battery that you put in it to make it go faster or just kind of whatever, you know, whatever skill level you are.
Very cool. So anyway, Nick, we're going to be giving away this 16th slash with a trivia question. I know what it is. Already got it. Ready to research the question and everything else like that. I know the answer. So we're going to be tuning in here to see who can
get have we that. Asked the question yet?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Haven't quite decided when to go do that. So Rick Strigaro, how you doing, buddy? Anyway, James Furman. Yeah. We're talking about doing the jump contest. He said, have someone out there so you could have a drone out there and see who can hit the drone. Oh, hit the drone wins.
We do have a drone. I'm not sure we're quite ready to.
Yeah, we're not ready to do it. We can get somebody else's drone. Yeah.
That could get expensive real quick.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, 316-462-3673. Anything you want to talk about now? Like I told Josh, we haven't been answering many questions about fixing your cars lately. We're talking about all this racing stuff and everything else is very cool. So anything you want to talk about, Traxxas, whatever, stay tuned for the trivia question to come up to win this slash 1/16 scale truck. And let us know. Here's the next thing I'll tell you. Come in and see what we got and let me know anything that's you're needing or anything we've got going on or whatever from that part, from that standpoint, anything, pieces you see, you need, wheels, tires, whatever you're looking for that you need us to get to stock, we'll stock it. That's kind of how we started the race parts out. We were just talking to people what they wanted to on the racing side and everything else too. So let us know what you need. Let us know what you don't see and all that good stuff too. So,
you know, a little more off topic even, but James was talking about those drones and flying them around. When we were down at the Chili Bowl, there was a guy in there that was had a drone and he was,
it was
videoing the races. And I was like, oh my goodness, it certainly wasn't an amateur like me flying that thing. The guy, but that drone was just zinging around that track, keeping up with those cars. And I was super impressed with that and watching him do that.
It's so pretty neat. Watching those videos is really cool too. It gives you a whole different perspective.
Well, yeah, when you're in the stands race, and you're looking at how close they are together and stuff like that. I mean, it's a little deceptive, I guess, but then when you're able to see that from a view up above it, and no, they really are that close.
yep. But
anyway, Goose Lizzie's asking, what are the upgrade batteries that we can buy? So Nick, you up to speed on that?
A little bit, yes. So we can get them all the way up to like 6400 mAh, which is the LiPo battery, and in the 1/10 scale and like the brushless trucks and stuff, that's I think the top level battery that will allow it to go the fastest. So I think how those work is you have the brushless motor, and then the more battery you put to it, the more output it'll give it, and it has like a lot bigger max capacity on
the reserve capacity. Yeah. Of it, one of the guys in the shop back there had bought one, and they were talking about how they sync it with their phone, and it gives like engine temperature readings of the electric motors and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, some of them do have Bluetooth capability.
I was like, man, that is crazy.
Telemetry to your phone, just pretty nuts
to be able to see that all that data, and you know, I mean, it's all important and it's all relevant over the life expectancy of the vehicle.
Absolutely.
And what you're wanting it to run to. Because I'm sure, you know, if you buy multiple batteries for these things and just deplete that battery and stick another one in it, I mean, that motor probably needs a little bit of time to cool off in between running them for sure.
But have we talked about what's happening February 19th yet?
And we haven't made it that far yet. Okay, Nick Roberts is saying, in the drag stuff, you're limited to a 2-cell battery only.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. And, okay, Goose Lizzie's calling Nick out already, too.
I've already got a call out.
Got a call out. Here we go. So just think about that. We can have a drag race over there, have a jump contest at bar to bar. It's going to get nuts.
It's going to get nuts. It's
going to be fun. So we better get some more orders on this Traxxas stuff, Nick. But anyway, everybody just needs to come in, check out the Traxxas stuff. Of course, you can buy them online, too, with us. Check our way. I don't know if we've got them on the webpage. Probably
we don't have them on the website yet, but it's coming soon.
It's coming soon for that part, too. So come in. Let us know what we're missing. Let us know what you need. We're learning as you are. These orders we made was what Traxxas suggested. They're kind of their suggestions on what we should put in and stuff. But we're ready learning different stuff, too. So, yeah. And let's talk about maybe Nick needs to call in here and talk about some of this stuff. Because Alan wrote up, don't they run on methanol? Because you got gas trucks and electric trucks.
Yeah, the gas trucks run on a nitro blend.
I don't know.
Fuel, and we have the fuel here in stock.
Yeah. Okay, so come on, we're drawing blanks here, guys. I'm sitting right.
Yeah.
What?
Are you, what are we doing here?
What are we doing where? Oh, you ready for this? Is that what you're trying to say?
Are you ready?
I don't know. Anybody ready to give this away?
Let's give it away.
Okay, here's the trivia question. The first caller can call in and answer this trivia question. Got your phones ready? Because you're going to need to Google it. You're going to need to Google it, because I'd had to. Okay. So the first person can tell us, what year did Traxxas, and okay, hold on, before we answer this question, you have to call into the show. No comments in the chat side. You have to call in the show to win the car. Not going to take it on the chat side. We got to call into the show. So I hope you got your phones ready. You're ready to dial this up and get on the phone. Who can get here the quickest to win this 1/16th slash electric four-wheel drive truck? What year did Traxxas start? What year did Traxxas start? Don't chat it. Call the phone. 316-462-3673. First caller to get the year right and on the phone, let me know. So here we go. What year did Traxxas start?
Dun, 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 dun. We need some Jeopardy waiting, music here, maybe, or something.
Waiting for the phone to ring.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, Nick, while we're waiting on the phones to ring, let's talk about the race open house.
All right, let's talk about the race open house. February 19th, right here at Mel Hamilton Ford, our annual race open house and preseason sale.
We got RC Hoosier Slicks. Got questions.
We've got some coming. Yes.
Got some coming.
Yeah. So Traxxas doesn't.
Let us know what you need. Nerd.
Traxxas doesn't make a Hoosier tire, but there are some other companies that do. And we are getting hooked up with that company to get some Hoosier stuff in here because, like I told them over there this morning, you know, we bleed purple around here. We got to have our Hoosier tires.
Gotta have the Hoosier tires.
Gotta have the Hoosier tires. So,
I've seen there was a C10 truck over there, a green one.
Sold.
Lime green. I walked by. And Goose bought that. I was like, look at that thing. And it wasn't 2 seconds later, it was gone, and there was a red one up there. I was like, hey, what happened to the lime green one?
It's kind of like new cars on the Ford lot. You know, one comes in, sold. There's another one sitting there, sold.
Okay.
But
Goose is back. Let's see if he's got the right answer to win the slash 1/16th car.
We'll get him patched through.
Okay,
here,
so Nick, February 19th, race open house. Don't want to miss it.
Don't want to miss it. Come out and get lunch. Jordan's cooking for us. Chandler Dan's. Make sure you bring your rewards card or get one if you don't already have one yet. Get 5% cash back on everything you purchase. We'll have vendors here. We'll have cars on display. Lots of cool stuff. It's going to be a great time, as always.
Yes, February 19th. Don't want to miss it. Starts at 9 to 4. Lunch is from 11 to 1. We got Goose on the phone. Goose, you're live with... Back again. Got the answer, Goose?
1986, I believe.
You got it. Ding, 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 ding. Goose wins the 1/16th slash truck. 1986 is when Traxxas started. And I think they started very small. I didn't read the whole article and everything else like that, but started with the real small stuff. And look what it's grown into now. It looks like we got another caller, but it looks like Chris is going to be a little late to the game, maybe, if that's what he's calling about, too. So, Goose, congratulations. You are a winner. And we'll get that truck.
Well, I never win anything.
Well, you did today. You did today. And so we'll, whether you want to, I know you got the lime green Chevrolet truck too. I don't know if we've shipped that to you. You're coming by to pick it up or whatever. We'll figure that out later, but whatever.
No, you know what? I'll pick it up in person.
Okay.
Just so I can see your smiley face.
That's what we want. Exactly. All right. Congratulations, Goose. You're the winner of the slash 1/16th truck for tracks that started in 1986. So, Goose, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Take.
Oh, you hung up on it.
I think I cut too short. I'm sorry.
That's
man, you need another IT guy down here. I'm telling you.
You're over there running two cell phones and a mixing board, and about to get another hand.
But we do have Chris on the line. Chris, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yeah, Traxxas started in 1986.
You're correct, but you're the second caller, Chris. Sorry. What do we got? What do we got for a consolation prize for Chris?
Well, I think we've got a gift card. Is what I think we got.
I think we got a Mel Hamilton Ford
gift card.
Okay. We can hook Chris up with the Mel Hamilton.
We'll
Ford
get you a gift card,
and then you can do with that what you need. If you need a Traxxas car, if you need parts, if you need fuel,
whatever it is,
whatever
right?
that is.
There
so,
you go.
So, do you run remote control cars, Chris?
I have a couple old school ones.
Yeah, you sound like Josh here. You need to upgrade.
So how old school?
Run about 65 miles an hour, so they're still pretty quick.
Yeah, and are these electric or?
I've got an old school Nitro Rustler, and then I've got a e-Revo.
Oh, cool.
Four-wheel drive brushless one.
Yeah, and where do you run those?
They're in a box because I moved. I haven't been running them in the last probably year.
Sounds like they need to be dusted off.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have room for them right now either, but
yeah,
I'll get back out at the track. I'll bring them out.
There may be potentially, well, there's going to be a jumping competition, so get them ready for that.
Yep, I'll have them ready.
That's going to be fun. I can't wait for that, to see that jump contest, because I'm going to be in the middle of that one.
Yeah.
How about you, man?
I'll just send it.
You'll do the full send it?
Oh, yes. You can always replace parts.
You can always replace parts. Yeah, we like to hear that too.
You can always replace parts, but there's only one trophy. Very good. Well, Chris, sorry you were the second guy to call in there, but we'll get you a gift card sent out with your package as well. All right.
It sounds great.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right, 316-462-3673. Congratulations to the Goose. Congratulations, Chris, on second place for the gift card. And, Nick, we were talking about February 19th, race open house. All kinds of good stuff going to be here. You don't want to miss it. And I see you got one of our rewards cards there handy. Let's talk and make sure everybody knows that. They got to get registered up for that too.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the Mel Hamilton rewards card, you get 5% back for everything you purchase in our race department, and you can use that anywhere in the dealership, whether that's in our Ford parts department, our service department, our Quick Lane, or at Big Corner Creative. And you also earn rewards when you get your race car wrapped at Big Corner Creative. So
exactly.
Be sure to check that out.
Exactly correct. 5%. Make sure you got your card and everything else. Get registered up for that. And anything you buy from, like I said, Big Corner Creative, any race parts, race fuel, tires, whatever it is, 5% going back on that card to spend at a later date. Spend it next time you come in or bank it up for whatever works. And, you know, we did this because we have Ford Pass reward points for everybody in the service department. When you purchase your car, you get points when you, even on certified used, if you buy certified used cars, you get points on your card. And then anything 5% in the service department you spend, you get the 5% back, and you can bank it up again or use it whatever you want. And I just felt, you know, we needed something for the racing side.
Absolutely.
Too. Why can't we give 5% for that too? And Ford just won't participate. Turkeys, but that's, I get it. But, you know, so anyway, so we put our own program together, same kind of a deal, 5% and everything else too. So just a way to give you back to the loyal race fans and racers that come here to buy your parts and services and everything else you need. We'll go. Yeah, Rex, yep. I'm in the jump contest. You bet I am. I know you'd like to see that. I'd like to see you come get in too. So come on, buddy. It's not that far of a trip down here to Wichita. We have the jump contest. And Goose says, if you're not first, you're last. Where's that come from, Josh? That's your favorite movie,
no,
isn't it?
No.
No, it's not mine.
Yeah.
No. Nice try, though. Uh-huh. I appreciate that.
Yep. Yeah. I'm almost positive I got a picture of you next to one of the guys in
the
movie.
Oh, yeah, I know you do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's just the luck of the draw that happened.
So. I'm on fire.
Are you?
No.
Save me, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess maybe one of these days I'll have to sit down and watch that thing when I got nothing better to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a long time before I do. So anyway, 316-462-3673. Just got a few minutes left on the show. Love to hear from you. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, or you want to talk about this Traxxas, you want to talk about new products, you want to talk about new models of the new Fords, everything else too. Love to talk to you and get that great price package valued over $130 for each and every caller. So what else on the Traxxas side, Nick? Have we left out anything there? We got more stuff coming. How quick can we get more stuff? Because I know we just outsold stuff yesterday.
Yeah, so we're going to get another big shipment this week, probably middle of the week, and we should be all restocked up on batteries and cars and parts and everything in that regard.
You know, the biggest thing, or the thing that I thought was weird, is just there's literally something for everybody. If you want a car, regular car body design, if you want a, you know, a four-wheel drive deal, the drag stuff that they had back there, I didn't even know that was really a thing, to be honest with you. From that side, there was a GT
Ford GT
40,
yep.
Up there. I was like, wow, that's really, yep, cool.
We got an old vintage Bigfoot truck, yep, up there, which is neat.
Got old James Furman be a little funny over here on the chat line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he says, what Phil isn't saying is a jump contest is a jump rope contest. He's funny. He's funny. Furman. So anyway, sorry to interrupt there. I just had to put that out there. Mr. Furman trying to be kind of funny there. Anyway, Goose Lizzie wants to know, do we carry drag radials? Is that for the for RC cars or the – we carry them for the street cars.
Oh, yeah.
But what about the –
Well, I'm sure he's probably talking about a real car.
No, I bet he's talking about for these – what do they run on the – I mean, what kind of tire is it that we run on the RC cars?
Yeah, you know? It's a foam-filled tire, but it doesn't have any steel in it. Maybe they have something out there like that. But we do have different drag tires and stuff over there in stock.
Yeah. Okay. So we got all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, we do.
So anyway, what did I interrupt there as you guys were talking about?
I was just saying that there's really there's something back there for everybody. Whether you want just a regular traditional body on the car or to go through or, you know, off-road type of a ball haul look. You know, I couldn't believe one of the guys back in the shop bought one and he picked it up and it was probably 4 foot on the ground and dropped it and on purpose. And I mean, the thing, the suspension on it, it was
it's crazy.
It was designed for Baja. I mean, it was a Baja truck from that side of things, but I just couldn't believe.
Do we have a tech line to Traxxas?
Yeah, we do.
Do we have like a specialist there that knows these things inside? I'm sure we do, don't we?
Yeah. So they have an 800 number that
we need to have a direct line. You're not following me here for a minute.
Oh, yeah. I need a
direct line because I need to get on the phone with this guy about this jump contest. I'm getting a lot of flack over here on the chat side. So I need to get on the chat line. I need to know what car I need. You know, I think it's got to be a two-wheel drive, too, not a four-wheel drive for the jump.
Oh.
I don't know.
So I think so.
Man, if it's a jump rope competition, there's
no jump rope contest. No, nice try.
It's just not going to happen.
Hey, I can jump rope with the best of you. I can promise you that. Been a while since I did that. But
I was going to say, don't.
We had to jump rope in high school for football. Okay, but anyway, we're talking about jumping an RC car.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's what I'm talking about. But I think you need a two-wheel drive. I do. I think you need a two-wheel drive.
I mean, what are you thinking?
What I'm thinking there is get all the power to just two wheels to get it up.
Yeah, the two-wheel drive is going to move a little quicker.
And the weight's going to be in the back of the car to keep it up. That's why I need an 800. I need that specialist at Traxxas call.
Yeah.
Then I'll tell everybody what I learned on that day when I call him, okay?
Okay.
Not.
Sounds to me like we need a practice, you know.
Yeah, we need
this is research and development.
Yes, exactly what this is. Okay, Rick Striger says a loser has to jump rope.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Oh, and Furman, you have to do a jump rope and do a jump rope song. It's getting crazy out there.
Yeah. Anyways,
E-Revo and Max are the king of the air. E-Revo and Max. So we'll have to check that out, too, which one is the best or whatever, too, from that part.
We've got their E-Revo right here.
Is that what that is? Put that up on the screen so you kind of can't really see it, Nick. You're kind of blocking. But
so
it's kind
I picked
of,
up the
it
one.
Kind of blended in a little bit with that purple Hoosier sign. What
yes.
It did. Okay, and what's this? This is the E-Revo?
This is the E-Revo right here.
Okay, and that is that four-wheel drive, Nick?
This one is, yes four-wheel drive.
No,
this
it's not.
Yes, it is. This one's got.
Oh, there it is. I see the shafts now. They're blending in with that axle with the control arms there for a minute. So,
so
then I wonder,
E-Revo.
Is that's the E-Revo? What if the Max is a four-wheel drive? Nick Roberts, is a Max X, is that a two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive? See this if you can chat in on the line here a little bit and answer that question for us, too. And then the next
right
thing
here.
Is what's the difference between an E-Revo and a Max X is what I'm kind of wondering. I don't know, but that's some serious suspension on
it. It is. Yeah, there's
full cantilever shocks on it and everything.
And that's all adjustable and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of travel on that thing.
Yeah, so that's the E-Revo. So I wonder if the Max X, is that a gas truck? And that's what's the difference. What would you want for a jump? Would you want a gas or?
Well, so I think you're going to have to set some rules down on that deal because I'm sure speed is going to play a part in that, you know.
I guess it's where the starting line is and when you hit the hill and all that stuff, too. We might have to go out and do a little practice.
Research and development, not practice.
Oh, excuse me.
We're just setting down rules.
Okay. Size is the Max X is a hair bigger. Okay.
Yeah. So the Max X is the 8th scale truck, and this is the 10th scale truck.
Okay, so I want to say no electric. What do you mean, Nick, no electric? No electric motors in the jump? You only got to be gas trucks to jump? Is that a gas truck?
No. This is an electric truck.
Yeah, it's electric. The electric.
So I'm not sure what he means, no electric. Anyway, hey, we just got a few minutes left here in the show, guys, and let's kind of recap everything. It's we're a full-line Traxxas dealer. We're gaining. We're growing. And everything else from that. Hey, Delbert, good morning. How are you, buddy? It's fun, exciting stuff. This is not the big announcement Nick and I were talking about last week. We got another huge announcement coming. Wish we could have announced it already, but we didn't. We can't. We will here hopefully this week be able to announce the next step into Mel Hamilton Ford Racing and all the exciting partnerships we have there. And excited for what's going on at Kansas International Dragway with Goose and Kevin and bar-to-bar Bruce Richardson out there, all exciting things he's doing there. This Traxxas jump thing is going to be fun. The drag racing thing is going to be fun and all that kind of stuff too. And yeah, both are electric cars. Okay, Nick, can a gas truck be competitive in the jump? That's what we're kind of curious about. And then why not a two-wheel drive versus four-wheel drive? I would think you'd want a two-wheel drive truck to jump, to get the speed faster and to get in the air faster.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would think you would want a two-wheel drive truck for sure.
So I don't know. We need to get that 800 lineup so we can get that research and development going on.
Yep.
So, and I hate to tell you, I hate losing. So hang tight.
Especially if the loser has to jump rope. There is more incentive on that than the trophy. I can assure you that.
Okay. Goose Lizzie already said the record for a Traxxas jump is 197 feet. Done. Gone. See ya. It's going further than that.
Goose knows his.
He's drawn it, isn't he?
197 feet.
That's a building. That's like jumping over a building.
I mean, think of that parts warehouse is 200 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So I was just doing the same comparison. Now, geez. Holy smokes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Delbert. Another reason to come see us to get a Traxxas. Josh is going to get two done here just a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to be too short.
So are we doing like shortly. Jump distance or jump height?
I think that's why I was talking earlier in the show before you got in here. I don't know how you do the height side, how you figure out who wins that deal. So it's got to be a distance.
Okay.
There's just no way around. It's got to be distance. 197 feet. No sweat. Shoot. Wait till I get done. They're jumping them over semi trailers. That's even cooler. That's what we got to do. Look at that.
Jump it over the semi trailer.
We can do that right out here.
Well, yeah, we can.
Or plow it.
We got to go to bar to bar and do it too.
Or
we gotta do
plow it into the side of the semi trailer.
That could be a little detrimental if you want to know what I mean. So,
that kind of speed you'd need to get that thing to get it to go 197 feet,
100 mile an hour. But how quick can it get to 100? That's the next thing. Is zero to what gets it to 100?
Yeah, like how much room do you need?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, hey, we're about running out of time here, everybody, and let's kind of recap everything here. And Nicholas rolled through February 19th, all the good stuff, everything's happened there, what we're doing, all that good stuff real quick, too.
Preseason sale and open house February 19th here at Mel Hamilton Ford. What now?
Mr. Tim Daniels being funny.
You've got a lot of funny friends today.
I do, don't I? I do.
But anyway, February 19th, preseason sale and open house, Mel Hamilton Ford. Come get free lunch. Everything will be on sale. We've got vendors. We've got display cars. We've got sorry.
Go on. What do we got?
We've got breakfast now. No.
We've got a circus going on in here.
We've
got
a circus going on.
It's always a circus.
We've got vendors. We've got display cars. We're going to have stuff on sale. Don't forget your MH Ford Racing Rewards card. You get 5% cash back on everything you purchase in the racing department and Big Corner Creative.
There's going to be a lot going on out here that day.
There's going to be a lot going on. Like Phil said, we've still got one big announcement that's yet to be made. That will include some stuff happening on that day.
You know, I can't believe it's already February.
I can't believe it either.
This is the last weekend of January already, and before you know it, it's going to be race season.
It's going to be race season very soon.
Have to get some cars ready to make that deal happen.
The Albert Art bunch of kids in a candy store with all those RC cars. No kids.
Exactly what we are. That is exactly what it was.
Exactly correct.
For sure.
Yeah, I think I was saying yesterday we hadn't had for all the stuff that we've put in that parts room over there with Mel Hamilton Racing and everything else. I think this probably drew more attention from the people that work in this building than anything else. So
yeah, sure. Exactly. And Furman comes up with another good idea. Put a GoPro on there. Pretty good thing. That's Furman. You got to be a sponsor in some of these cars. Put your camera on one of these cars and do. Furman, you can be on my jump car. You should be in there with the record holder when we get done with this thing. So you can be on there with me. I'll let you ride on.
Okay, hold on. Does the camera sponsor have to jump rope too if you lose?
Furman, you in?
He's gonna back up now.
Furman, you in? Don't worry, Furman. We're not gonna lose.
That's a great idea, though. I think tomorrow when I go out and play, I'm gonna put my GoPro on that thing.
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah,
sponsored by James Furman's Videos.
That's right.
There you go.
He can edit it for me.
All right, everybody. Let's. I guess we've got everything wrapped up here. We give away the Traxxas 116 slash to Goose Lizzie. He won it. Traxxas started in 1986. So Furman wants his camera to come back in one piece. Hey, that's part of the Furman. That's part of the gamble you're gonna have to take when I take that thing 193 feet. And come down, if the cameras go over, if you got the record, buddy, we'll probably have enough money to buy another camera. We'll get done with that one, right, Josh?
There you go. That's right.
All right, Race Open House, February 19th, 9 to 4. All kinds of great specials. Get your rewards card. Get it signed up. Get going. We want to make you more money and save you money, your racers, as you're going. Everything you buy in the race store, fuel, tires, whatever it might be. Traxxas stuff too, right?
Yeah, Traxxas stuff
gets you 5% too. So come on in, pick up your Traxxas stuff. Let us know what we're missing. Let us know what you need. Let us know what you want to see in the parts store so we can stock it and be ready for you. And again, we'll ship the stuff to you if we have to. But I'd love to see you in the store. Love you come in and see everything else we got and all that good stuff too. Just getting started with Traxxas. Don't worry, we'll have everything we need to have and all that good stuff too. Josh, we didn't answer any questions today on any car fixing stuff. It's terrible. I think it's the first show we haven't answered a question about.
Probably. Yeah, probably so.
I think so. No free diagnostics today.
Next week. We'll be all free diagnostics.
That's exactly right. So anyway, hey, everybody. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next Saturday with some more exciting news and everything else. What's going on in Mel Hamilton Ford, Mel Hamilton Racing, Quick Lane, Big Corner Creative. We got to think about our sponsor, BG Products, all the great products we do with BG. I got a great partnership with those guys and ordered a couple of vans for them this week and different things. We're going to hang out with them at NADA here coming up in March. It's going to be fun too. And then, of course, go to rent. Hey, Stan's got a great fleet of vehicles over there, but make sure you're in line for his fleet because that fleet's getting smaller all the time with the shortage of new cars we have and stuff too. So everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next Saturday.